Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But their fans are excited there because of what's happening for professional football, not the NFL, but the UFL. And they're the only city that's actually having fans show up. So they're proud of this, right? Because 32,000 showed up for their football game against the, they're the Battle Hawks. They're playing the Houston Roughnecks. I bring this up only because it's renewed the conversation of folks in St. Louis, at least, on whether or not they deserve another shot at an NFL team. We all know the Rams have left. In fairness to those people in St. Louis, Stan Kroenke was leaving no matter what, right? Like the city did all they could to try to keep the St. Louis Rams. They move out to LA, and now they don't have an NFL team. I think, honestly, what happens with the Chiefs will play a big role in whether or not St. Louis gets an NFL team.
Think they go to Kansas, Missouri might dig in again.
I think the best chance for St. Louis to get an NFL team again might actually be if the Chiefs aren't in Missouri and if they play in Kansas. If the Chiefs stay in Missouri and they get likely a bunch of money from the state for a new stadium, if that's what it's going to take to keep the Chiefs in Missouri, then I don't believe we'll see St. Louis get an NFL team. I think the odds go up if the Chiefs go to Kansas.
It is great that St. Louis maybe is the only market who is regularly supporting the attendance numbers for the not previous XFL, currently UFL league that ends up being there. And they're pointing out some things that are true, but also were true in Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. You know, it was like, hey, 32,000 people were at the Battlehawks game, but also 38,000 people were at the Cardinals game. And I'm like, yeah, just like 2 weeks ago in Kansas City, the Current were sold out, and so was Sporting, and the Royals had a good right. crowd out at their game, too. Both of these cities, St. Louis is a big enough city to support an NFL team.
Of course.
The problem is they didn't. And I'll be honest, at the same time that they're having success supporting the Battlehawks, the second one team stopped performing well, kind of, they stopped showing up to Cardinals games. The reason why St. Louis lost a team the second time was because their owner didn't want to be there.
Kroenke was always leaving.
Their owner didn't want to be there. He wanted to be in L.A. He wanted to build his palace. He was done. The first time was because they weren't supporting the team. So, like, do they have an argument for a team the second time? Because the last time he just ran him out of town, it was a different circumstance. Yeah, I have a harder time when you just straight up didn't support him. Does that make sense? And it wasn't, like, forever ago. It's not like you'd be like, well, the Kansas City didn't support the Kings. I'm like, what was that, 50 years ago? I don't care about that. The city's different. The times are different. They had a football team 10 years ago. I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
Nobody in
St. Kroenke ran him out. So
I
it's
also
a little
don't
different.
Think anybody other than those in St. Louis like care about the UFL. Like I zero, you know what I mean? Like that. Props to them for showing up. Like I said, nobody else cares about that league's probably gone in 2 years anyway. And I'm just basing that off of the track record. There's been the Alliance of American Football League. There's been the United Football League. XFL now merged with this league, and it's the UFL. And like, there's so many of these leagues that have tried spring football, and it usually fails. And so props to them for showing up, but nobody cares about that league. And I think if they're going to get an NFL team back in St. Louis, the chance of that happening, a lot of it will depend on how the Chiefs' future is handled by the state of Missouri, as in, do they keep the Chiefs Or do the Chiefs go across the state line to Kansas?
You might very well be right to the sense that is, if they lose it, because this goes back to the same thing. Missouri's not going to want to lose an NFL team and have no NFL team anymore. Because again, whether you like it or not, from a financial perspective, this is why these teams go to these states, go to these cities and ask for money, is it is still a privilege to be a state that has a professional NFL team. Like, they still have two baseball teams. They would still have professional soccer teams. It's not that they would have no pro sports versus Kansas, who has, or not professionals, they'd have a professional soccer team, because St. Louis has one. But they would still have professional sports, just not the NFL. And the NFL's king. You want to have the NFL. And look, Kansas City, the city won't care, because we don't, I mean, whether they're in Kansas or Missouri, other than Kansas City. Do you think that the New York Giants fans in New York care that they're in Jersey? They still say New York Giants. They don't care. It's fine. That part of it doesn't matter. But from a state financial perspective, it does. So, look, I mean, I don't like the city of St. Louis, but do they have a point in maybe getting another crack? Yeah, maybe. But it's only coming via expansion. What team's leaving their city?
No, it has to be expansion. It absolutely has to be expansion. There's no other situation. Now that we've seen the Raiders already leave, and we've seen St. Louis already leave for L.A., there's no other city where I think you should be concerned about the team leaving their metro area. And you brought up, when we've been talking about the Chiefs, and you and I both feel like both the Royals and Chiefs are staying in the metro area. Just where in the metro, we're not sure.
Yeah.
The relocation fee is massive. That's another reason why
costs
I think
more than just to build the stadium. I'm not even kidding.
$500 million or something. And it'll be more than that because that was a couple years ago. It's going to be more than $500 million.
The estimate
million.
Is that it would cost somewhere between $750 million and $1 billion to relocate. And by the way, that does not include any of the like graphic design work. That's just the check you give the NFL to physically vacate the city in which you're living. And so for that point, it's like, if you're the Chiefs and you're only asking for $350 million, would you really relocate and pay to relocate for a cost greater than it would cost you for the money you're asking for? It doesn't make any sense. It's just, it doesn't financially make any sense. Unless you're moving to a huge market.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.